Laws of religion. We believe that Almighty Allah has enacted His laws, including religious duties, forbidden things, and laws concerning other aspects of life, and made them compatible with the interests of His servants. That is to say, Almighty Allah has deemed obligatory those things whose interests are essential and required by the servants, deemed forbidden other things that bring about corruption, and deemed recommended things whose interests are preponderant. The same thing is applicable to the other laws of religion. Of course, such variety in laws has been due to Almighty Allah's kindness and mercy to His servants. It is necessary that Almighty Allah's laws cover all events. Hence, there must be a religious law for every incident, even if the way to get to know some of these laws may not be possible for some people. We also believe that it is implausible for Almighty Allah to enjoin us to do a thing that brings about corruption or to warn us against doing a thing that is profitable to us. However, the followers of certain hypocrite deviating sects claim that everything forbidden by Almighty Allah must be evil and everything that He enjoins must be good, since deeds possess neither advantages nor disadvantages in themselves nor subjective goodness or evilness. In truth, this argument is in violation of rational necessity. Others have argued that Almighty Allah may do evil and, as a result, enjoin us to do an act that may beget disadvantage to us and warn us against doing an act that may achieve prosperity for us. As has been previously cited, such false charges carry an awful venture, because it ascribes ignorance and frailty to Almighty Allah, supremely exalted is He against such allegations. In summary, regarding the laws of religion, we must believe that when Almighty Allah commanded us to carry out certain duties and forbade us to do other things, He did not have private interests or conveniences to achieve for Himself. Rather, these duties bring about advantages to us and these prohibitions save us from inconveniences if we abide by them. It is also meaningless to claim that these do's and don'ts do not achieve our interests and save us from corruption, because Almighty Allah never commands us to do something in vain as He never forbids us to do something aimlessly. Indeed, He is too self-sufficient to need His servants.